It's just 27 days until Portland's new form of government and newly elected leadership are in effect. A lot of work has gone into the transition since 2022, when voters passed the charter change measure that put this governmental transformation into motion. Mayor Ted Wheeler spoke about these changes in a press conference Thursday.
The city of Portland was tasked what at the time we thought was an incredibly tall order. First, to establish four geographic districts with three council members elected to represent each of the districts, expanding our city council from 5 to 12 members. Second, we were to allow voters to rank candidates in order of their preference using a unique ranked choice voting system. Third, we were to establish a city council that focused on setting policy and engaging directly with members of the community and transitioning day-to-day oversight of our bureaus to a citywide elected mayor and a professional city administrator. We've been piloting this new form of government since July 1st of this year, when I consolidated all of our city bureaus under interim city administrator Mike Jordan, who in turn reports to me. And this fall, we implemented the new ranked choice voting tools as Portland voters elected 12 commissioners and their new mayor.
Mike Jordan is the interim city administrator. He says the transition process has been smooth so far.
You know, I've been doing this for, this year will be 4 decades, and have been able to work in a lot of different venues in local government and at state government and regional government. And I have never gone through a transition in any of those organizations as wide and deep and complex as this has been. And I also believe perhaps the most successful transition, if I may be so bold, that I've been involved in.
Mayor-elect Keith Wilson has been a part of the transition team since his election in November. He says he will keep interim city administrator Jordan on staff until at least next fall. Wilson emphasized his priorities with the new system of government, which puts him at the head of the city's bureaucracy, overseeing city services.
Our new city councilors are the best in Portland, and I'm excited about my role executing the vision, leadership, and the legislation they'll bring in the coming days. We are not going to sideline our efforts on public safety, supporting families and small businesses, or leading on climate. Our first critical mission to shape the future of Portland will be to end unsheltered homelessness in our city. It's a humanitarian crisis, it's a financial crisis, and a crisis of confidence wrapped up into one. Our mission is to rebuild a sense of civic pride and personal safety so that people can thrive and vibrancy returns to our public spaces.
But with this government transition, there's still a lot of unknowns, particularly in the legislative branch of city government. The city council will have to elect a president, decide on committees, and how they will conduct themselves. City council will also be looking at a budget shortfall. Mayor-elect Wilson says the crunch is coming, but there is hope to avoid layoffs through savings. Since the city bureaus are united under one roof for the first time, there are some overlapping costs that could be consolidated. The final meeting of Portland's commission form of government and the current city council will be on Wednesday, December 18th, in the newly renovated council chambers. The new mayor and city council will be sworn in 2 weeks later, on Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. For KBOO News, I'm Althea Billings.